Hello, audience, and welcome to the Universe Versus Everything podcast, where we pit
anything against everything.
Ever wanted to imagine a deer fighting some bulgogi at a game of chess? You're in the right place. My guest today is Alison, a designer for a lot of the cards in QTCG. Alison, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Alison. I'm a designer of the cards. I do other things as well, obviously.
Feel free to explain.
As I like to keep the magic curtain firmly drawn. no one's allowed
Not loosely
to know.
Drawn. No, you don't want anyone peeking.
No one's peeking behind the magic curtain.
No, you've got to maintain your mystique among me.
Indeed.
Okay.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Toby. I'm the assistant content manager. Big name, big job. And that's all I'll say. I'm keeping my mystique as well.
That's the magic of cue cards.
So, Alison, are you familiar with how the podcast works?
I am, because I designed it with you. But I'll let you explain it to me.
So, we each pick an existing character or card from cue cards TCG. And we will be picking a random, basically a game, with which we have to kind of conceptualize how the fight would play out and make an argument for our character winning. Even if you think you've lost immediately, you still have to
There's
argue.
There's always time to turn the tables.
Exactly. And oh, how the tables do turn.
See,
caught you out there. So, Alison, would you like to go first in introducing your card of choice for whatever game we may be playing?
I chose Poseidon, God of the Sea.
Oh, Poseidon. And was there a reason behind you picking Poseidon?
Because he's God of the Sea, and he has a castle made of gems.
And you think the castle made of gems is going to be of use?
It could be of use, perhaps.
It could be.
I think Poseidon's... He controls the sea, doesn't he? And he's got his mates, his brother's Zeus, and he's got another brother as well. Is it Hades?
Quite possibly.
He's got two big old brothers.
Just a couple of bros.
Yeah, who can back him up if anything gets too nasty.
Okay, so you're kind of going for like a... More, there's like a safety aspect to picking Poseidon. Like, if things go south, he's got backup.
He also controls the sea.
He could just fling the sea at you, effectively.
Yes.
Just flood you.
Well, it depends, because in a game of Monopoly, that wouldn't be very useful. But perhaps... If sea flinging is useful, I think Poseidon could come in useful.
I think so.
Useful.
Very, very interesting choice there from Alison.
And which one did you go for?
I actually went for the
Poseidon.
Humble... Poseidon's killer. I actually went for the humble clown.
You went for a clown?
I went for a clown.
A clown versus Poseidon. Why did you go for a clown?
I thought it was funny to imagine a clown going against most things. It's quite a funny concept.
Okay, well, should we end the podcast here because I've won?
Well, Alison, that's the beauty of the podcast. We haven't actually picked a battleground yet.
That's true.
Let's just grab the wheel.
Small wheel?
It's a giant wheel. Picture in your
wheel.
Mind's eye this giant wheel with all these different activities
Almost
on them.
Massive.
Shall we give it a spin? Would you like to do the honours?
Can you explain what's on the wheel?
I mean, I can. I can
For the
certainly
audience
explain.
At home, the ones who aren't watching the video and can't see the massive wheel, it might be useful to hear what's on
the
wheel.
The massive wheel that definitely exists and I definitely just strained to pick up.
Exactly.
Basically, we have a selection of different, shall we say, gauntlets for our cards of choice. So today's selection, now, no guarantees as to which one it will be. We have a rap battle, a bake-off, or for those in America, it's
Baking Show, Great British Baking Show.
Great British
Show.
Baking Show, that's the one. We have a boxing match. We have Monopoly. We have an eating competition, with brackets, quantity. So
it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Effectively. I think we're going to have to settle, if there is that one, we're going to have to settle on a cuisine, I think, to start us off. Like a seafood buffet or a Chinese buffet.
I hope it's a seafood buffet.
Or do Poseidon probably isn't a big fan of eating his meals.
No, I think he does eat seafood.
And the final option is a triathlon. So that could be very interesting, because a clown leaves a lot to the imagination as to the physical state of said clown. Just throwing it out there. Would you like to do the honours and spin the wheel?
Oh, I'll let you spin it. Oh, actually, no. Oh, gosh, I can't reach it. One second.
Go
on. Okay.
It's an eating competition.
Okay.
Based on quantity. Right, so I think we might have to rock, paper, scissors this one if we each pick a cuisine and then
seafood.
Duke it out to see who gets to pick.
Seafood.
I'm picking a Chinese buffet.
Okay, well, right. I'm going to eat shrimp.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Ugh.
Get it.
Seafood.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I think that you're in the best position to make a start. Considering C is very relevant to your choice.
It's pretty relevant. It's handy. Well, I think if you can control the C, well, you have to give this a little bit of thought.
It's complex. It's got layers to it.
Yeah, it's more complex than I first thought. It's good because, hypothetically, controlling the C, you control the sea animals. But I'm now wondering if seafood was a good choice, because if Poseidon goes around eating his neighbours, he's going to be unpopular. But he also controls the sea, so I don't know how much it would matter.
Does he control dead sea creatures? Is a big question.
But he controls the sea, Toby, so he controls everything in the sea.
But this is not taking place. I assumed this was taking place at just a regular old seafood restaurant somewhere on land.
Then he's not already controlled the sea in the sea.
We could have it near a body of water, because of course you want fresh seafood, don't you?
Well, that's why he can leave the sea, can't he?
Probably. So let's assume he can, so we can be on even ground.
We're in the local sea. We're in the lobster pot, in the local seafood restaurant, and yeah. I'm struggling now. Actually, I wish I hadn't landed on this, because I don't know how much Poseidon can eat.
He's quite a big fella, isn't he?
Yeah, he's muscly. I bet he likes his protein, because he's got big muscles. So I bet he can eat a lot. And I imagine he probably does eat a lot of seafood, so he's used to eating seafood. Yeah. There's nothing in there, because maybe some people have an aversion to seafood, but Poseidon won't have that aversion, because that's all he eats, I imagine. So he'll just be like, this is like to him it's a ham sat, like an oyster is a ham salad or a ham sandwich. It's really normal, standard food.
I guess if you're looking at it like that way, but seafood's quite standard food for humans as well. So
it depends
what humans,
I don't really know what's in this restaurant, because a lot of seafood is kind of like it's an acquired taste, I think. Like mussels are disgusting.
Delicious.
Like oysters look disgusting. I assume they're disgusting.
They are disgusting.
Octopus looks disgusting.
Delicious.
I've heard that, but it looks disgusting. And like, I personally, I would hate to go to an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. It sounds vile. But Poseidon, I think, would love it there. And I think he would really get into his groove there. And I actually can't imagine a limit to how much he would eat. I reckon he's getting on 15. I reckon he'd do 15, 16 plates at least.
15, 16 plates.
Yeah, I really do think that.
Well, this has opened up another rabbit hole, quite frankly. How big is a plate? How are we defining a plate here?
Just a standard 8-inch plate. You know, at a buffet, they give you a smaller plate,
yeah,
so it feels
absolutely.
Like you're getting more
exactly.
food. So
That's...
it's a smaller than average plate, an 8-inch plate. But you can imagine an 8-inch plate.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so, sorry, what was the quantity you stated? 14 to 16?
I think I said, I'm saying 16 now. 16 is my
16
answer.
Small-ish plates.
Small to medium-sized plates.
Okay.
But piled pretty high.
I mean, Are we accounting drinks into this? Because I feel like Poseidon would not be very thirsty. He's constantly surrounded
by
water.
I don't know if Poseidon drinks water if he's hanging out underwater. Mm. Do fish drink water?
Well, they breathe it, don't they?
Yeah, he's just breathing water.
So he would probably need quite a lot in that case. So you'd constantly be like, oh gosh, I'm gasping.
Well, this is the problem, that we set it on land, because I don't know if he lives underwater or not. I'm going to imagine that he's not very thirsty today. And I think if he's eating mussels and he's eating oysters and stuff, I think that's
getting some water
and gross.
It's quite liquidy. Delicious garlic butter
on the mussels.
Oh, I don't
even want to talk about it. That's so vile.
Garlic butter's vile.
In mussels.
It's incredible. You've not lived, honestly.
I don't want to.
Anyway, I've been thinking this whole time about how a clown might fare at a seafood restaurant, and I have to say, the two things don't exactly correlate. I don't think the fact that he's a clown has any indication as to his appetite for seafood.
I did think it was a weird choice.
Well, but I have an interesting idea surrounding my clown. Now, people are either terrified of clowns, or probably, I would say, have a general malaise towards clowns. No one likes clowns.
No.
As far as I'm aware.
It's weird that they exist.
I mean, of course, I would feel bad if there was a clown listening right now.
I'm sure they're nice people. But I don't like them for the fact that I like them despite that they are a clown.
That's it. You can be a good person and be a clown, and that has no bearing. Being a clown has no bearing on your status within humanity.
No.
So I was thinking, you walk in, right, clown walks into this restaurant, everyone would leave. No one wants to hang out with a clown, especially if he's in character. He's doing the funny honking his nose thing, like
he's got one of those flowers with the water gun in it.
He's squirting it on people.
I think I'd leave as well.
They'd all leave. They'd all complain. Even the staff would probably hide out back. They wouldn't top up the food or anything.
Yeah,
but
that does limit how much you can eat.
Clown then becomes a minesweeper. Whole restaurant, plates of food, drinks available, half-eaten shrimp and things.
Toby, what? We're at all-you-can-eat buffet.
I know, I'm... Just wait.
This is ridiculous.
I think clowns have big appetites because they have a lot of energy.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe it's an acrobatic clown as well. You know, he's got to eat. Oh, protein. Yum, yum, yum. Got to get it.
Yeah, but Poseidon likes his protein.
Well, yeah, but hold on. I'm definitely stalling. I think that he could clear out what's left of the all-you-can-eat and then clear out the plates, which is easily 17 plates.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny how he's had one more plate than Poseidon, God of the Sea, at a seafood restaurant.
I think he could do it, you know. 17 plates for a clown, that sounds feasible to me.
This is ridiculous. That is, okay, well, Poseidon's actually realised he's got a second steam. He's just eating 10 more plates. It was easy. And he was like, half your plates were just half-eaten shrimp that lady left.
That's the beauty of it. If you're eating half-eaten plates, it doesn't register as quite as much food in your head, I presume. I haven't done this in real life.
No. What, dressed up as a clown, gone to a seafood all-you-can-eat buffet and then seen how much you could eat?
Well, and also eaten other people's food after they'd left. Because of the fact I was a clown and was annoying them.
Yeah, that's true.
Well.
That seems... It just...
Alice, look, let me come clean. I think you won.
I did win, didn't
I? I think you won in a very clear-cut way, and I've been desperately trying to flesh this podcast out.
I think it's embarrassing that you chose clown.
I was thinking just the image of, like, clown on Bake Off. Or Clown Monopoly. It's got a ring to it.
Yeah, Rat Battle,
it could have gone so. It
you.
Could have gone so well, but we got literally the least favourable category, probably for both of us. I don't know why you picked seafood.
I just feel like he's... I just don't know if he's eaten, like, Chinese food before. I mean,
that might have worked in his favour. He'd be, look at these exotic dishes.
Sometimes if you eat a new food, then it's like too rich or it's too weird for you. And yeah. You've got no interest in it.
That's a good point, actually. Seafood is, I would consider, on the lighter end. At least in terms of like meaty foods, like
seafood's
quite light. It's rich, but it's not
bad for your tummy if you go in and you start eating meat.
But then Chinese food, you think a lot of it's deep fried.
Think about the grease, how that would feel.
Yeah, and it would. Yeah, and you've got some very strong flavors like plum sauce.
Oh, he'd probably just eat prawn.
Sour.
He'd just eat prawn toast though.
Yeah.
Oh, so prawn would I. Prawn toast.
I would
so
eat
tasty.
That as well. And on that note.
And also, if you eat prawn toast, that's the best thing to eat at a Chinese restaurant because it's the most expensive thing when you think about it. Prawns, like you're getting the most money.
Yeah.
Don't even eat rice at a Chinese restaurant.
You can
eat buffet.
Didn't even need to ask you for a fact before you left.
Yeah. If you go to a Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet, go straight... Well, don't if you're a vegetarian, meat is murder, but...
Had to throw that in.
But, yeah, prawn is... The prawns are... It's more worth it.
Oh, thank you for the insight, and thank you for being a wonderful guest.
Thanks. What's your fact?
On the Universe versus Everything podcast. My fact is coming next podcast, actually.
Hmm.
Which means you should stay tuned if you're listening. Because...
Wow, what a cliffhanger.
Yeah, there you go. I know you're waiting for it. I know you're waiting for it. And on that note, if you like the concept of this podcast... feel free to go and download Cards, the Universe and Everything. It's free on the App Store and on Google Play. And you can basically fight whatever you want. Go fight a fish, fight a lizard, fight a bear and a fish against three lizards. It's all possible.
That's possible.
It's all possible.
Let us know who you thought won on Twitter as well.
That's something I completely forgot about as well. There will
and
be a chance to vote for the winner.
And also give us ideas for other battlegrounds to play on if we do another one.
Always pumping those socials, aren't we?
I'm so good at the... You've got Discord, you've got Twitter, you've got YouTube. You've got everything. We're on Spotify now. Supporters, thanks.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Keep it cute.
Keep it cute.
You have to say it together.
Okay, wait. 3, 2, 1.
Keep it cute.
Okay, that was a bit flamboyant.
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed the podcast. We battled some funny things. We really enjoyed all your time here, but now it's time to go.